Could we all not kind of enjoy and kind of giggle at the end of Tiger's round yesterday when Jim Nantz said, Tiger managed a 69 through all of this?
Yeah, notice that.
It's a little funny, wasn't it? I don't think Nantz. I don't think Nantz was trying to be funny, but it was funny. Well, we have a phone number for Tiger Woods, and we're pretty much the only radio show in America that he will talk to the morning after a major, win or lose. So let's call Tiger and get his thoughts on his finish at Augusta, the weekend, his comeback, and more.
I hope we can get a hold of him.
Yeah, me too.
It's always tough to
may not answer
to kind of get a hold of a guy when he, you know, is
better quit.
Hello?
Yeah, is Tiger there?
Tiger?
Yeah?
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, not too good.
Yeah.
I screwed up that tournament. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Tiger Woods, you suck.
Yeah, we heard you say that over the weekend.
So mad. So mad.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, you what, 11 under? That's not bad.
There's only winning, Giorgio.
Yeah.
If I don't come in first, I don't even want to play in your tournament. What do you think of that?
Well, I guess that's...
I'll go busy myself with cart girls.
Well, for your first tournament back, I don't know if you should have that attitude.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that I turned my life over to Buddha, but I tend to blame all my bad shots on Jesus. did you hear that?
Yeah, we heard you.
The microphones pick up on that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, you were just real erratic. Your swing was all over the place, and and yet you almost won.
Yeah, but I didn't win.
No.
So now it's time for me to get away from my core values and get back to my whore values.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I can't wait. George, I wasn't even the best Asian in my twosome.
Yeah, I guess not.
This is a complete meltdown for me. And let me get this straight. Phil won his fourth major yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, congrats, Phil. You're only 10 behind me, you white dill.
Whoa, come on.
Tiger.
Come on, you ought to congratulate him. That was a nice moment for him.
And you're supposed to be back to Buddhism where you have no anger and everything is just...
Well,
nice.
No anger towards everyone else in the world except Dill Mickelson.
Come on. That was a nice moment.
And I hope Phil enjoyed the smell of Butler's Cabin, because I went in there and dropped the biggest deuce in the history of the Masters right before the green jacket ceremony.
What are you doing?
You don't sound like you're changing your ways at all.
Billy Payne?
Yeah?
That guy dressing me down?
Uh-huh.
Billy Payne, you can go to hell.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, wait, you live in Georgia. You're already there.
Man, you are bitter this morning.
Yeah, I am. Hey, did you like my secret x-ray glasses that I was wearing?
Yeah. Oh, x-ray glasses?
Yeah, they were x-ray glasses, so I could see through all the ladies' clothing out there. So cool. Ordered them out of the back of Boy's Life.
I didn't know those really worked.
That's where I get all my cool stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of ladies, Tiger, I hate to ask this, but where was Elin this weekend? Why wasn't she there?
Why wasn't she there?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've banged like 200 other women while not wearing a condom? Maybe that's it? I don't know.
Okay.
You tell me.
Yeah, no point taken. So what's next for you? When do we see you play again?
Well, when's the next major?
The U.S. Open.
Yeah, June.
Okay, well then there's your answer.
That's all you're doing, huh?
That's right. Four tournaments a year. I gotta go, guys.
All right then, Tiger. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
There he is, the fake Tiger.
He has not changed.
No, and changed a bit. 8:49 here on